what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk USU Eastern Soccer here on the Coach's Corner today, the fall sports season. It's right around the corner, and there is a quick jump back into play following that condensed, delayed season at the in the spring. I mean, it's amazing that we're starting up right now once again. Joining us over the phone to talk about what lies ahead for the USU Eastern Soccer team, we have the men and women's coach, Jared Woodhouse. Coach, always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. We'll get to the schedule in just a moment. You guys are going to start the season on August 11th. I know the kids will report on August 2nd. But the quick turnaround. I mean, you guys just wrapped up play in the spring, and here we are ready to go at it again in the fall.
Oh, yeah. It's been a little bit tough, I'm not going to lie. We, especially with the amount of turnover that we did have, we had a bunch of kids move on to four-year schools from both the men and the women, and for that reason, I mean, we have two almost new teams coming in. So with this quick a turnaround, it's going to be interesting.
No doubt, Coach. And you mentioned the big turnaround. I mean, I know it affects every sport a little bit differently. We've talked to Coach Haney on the baseball team, and we've talked to Coach Warburton of the basketball team, and they're talking about getting the bulk of their kids back without it counting against a year of eligibility. That's not the case for soccer. I mean, you guys were hit hard with this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We have a bunch of kids that had already finished their associates, and while they could come back, maybe it's my fault, I felt like it was more important for them to move on with their education. And so a bunch of them have done that, have taken that opportunity. We will have a few back that did finish their associates but decided that they wanted to come back for just the fall. So while we're not completely, you know, the cupboard's not completely empty of returners, it certainly was more than maybe some of the other programs.
Well, Coach, we'll start with the women's side. And while last year I know didn't end the way you guys necessarily wanted it to, this is a team that climbed to number 17 in the rankings. And so how much of that momentum are you able to implement within these girls and say, look, we were a top 20 team in the country last year, this is the expectation this year? And I guess implementing that, how much of that is realistic based on the talent that you have coming in?
I feel like we can be there again, in the mix at least. Our conference is the best in the country, and I don't say that tongue in cheek. I mean that. We, in the national semifinals, two of our schools were in the national semifinals. Four teams left across the entire country, and two of them are from our conference. I mean, that's how tough our conference is. I feel like we're going to be able to compete just like we did this past year. I feel like we have good talent coming in and a good base, albeit we did lose quite a few good players moving on to four-year schools. I feel like we've got a good enough base, and the ability to progress, especially on the women's side, that they saw between where we were in the fall and where we were when we actually ended up climbing to the 16th ranked place at one time. And so for us to be able to accomplish that during that season with kind of a rough start to begin with, I believe that the girls have bought into the system, bought into the program, bought into the culture, and I believe I'm going to have to rely on my sophomores that are back and some of those returners that decided to come back for an extra year to instill that culture in the freshmen coming in. And I believe that if they do that, we can have just as much success, if not more.
Well, Coach, I know that the men's team was very, very close to doing some really spectacular things last year. When you compare the two situations in 2021, the fall sports season, how similar is the situation for the guys as close to the girls? I mean, is there a lot of similarities there?
I mean, it's practically identical. There's a lot of kids that moved on to four-year school. There's a lot of kids that won't be back. There's a few that will. But they're actually very, very similar circumstances. The one exception being that the women had the success that we maybe didn't even anticipate last year, and the men unfortunately didn't live up to their goals as a team and our goals as coaches for them. Not because they weren't good enough. We had five games that we lost in double overtime, and when you have a shortened season, five games matters a lot. And so, as far as the talent coming in on the men's side, I'm very excited, but it is, other than our returners, very unproven at the college level, so we'll have to see how they do. I'm optimistic, but honestly, until they get here, it's hard to know. So,
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jared Woodhouse of the USU Eastern men and women's soccer squads. Coach, we'll talk about the schedule. You'll get a good look at things as you guys will open up with Southern Utah in Cedar City. This is fun. I always love the idea of taking a JUCO, matching them up with a D1 or a D2. It's always fun to play a classification higher than where you're sitting, at least from a media standpoint. It's exciting.
Oh, it is. And when we go down there, we're going to be competing against one, maybe even two of our players that were playing here last year. They both moved on. To had opportunities to move on to SUU. I know one did for sure. I don't know if the other one accepted or didn't accept that invitation. But SUU is a good program. They're up and coming. Kai and basically a whole brand new group of coaches they have down there. They're doing good things down there. It's going to be fun for us to be able to play and have that experience. And for him to see some of our players now and see if he wants to maybe take a few more off of our hands for the future. And Kai's a great guy, great coach. I'm excited that he was willing to bring us in and give us this opportunity to play him. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. Never looked at it like that, Coach. Also, kind of a service to these boys to get an opportunity to be seen.
Oh, absolutely. Boys and girls.
Girls,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Never really looked at it like that. Coach, outside of the trip to Southern Utah, when I go over the schedule, one of the things that stands out to me is just how difficult it really is. I mean, after the trip to Cedar City, you guys have to take on Casper. This is a men's team that was top 10 nationally. The women's team received votes. We're familiar with their coach. You guys have to travel to Laramie Community College. Again, that's a very, very good program. This is a very tough schedule to get things off and moving.
It is, but in reality, it kind of has to be. Like I said, our conference is so tough, best in the country by far. And so in order to be prepared for the Salt Lake and the snow, which we play shortly after conference begins, I think we only have one game against Truckee Meadows before we have to play those two teams back-to-back. I felt like we needed some tough games up front, and I feel like we got those tough games up front. So I'm pleased. We also get to play Westminster D2 up in Salt Lake before we start our conference. All of those games are tough. I'm excited. I'm excited just to utilize those games in preparation for us to maybe have a shot at winning conference this year. So,
how fun is it to go toe-to-toe with Casper?
You know, it'll be fun on the women's side. I think our men have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder from last year because we were playing Casper, and like you mentioned, Casper was top 10 last year in the nation, and we were up 2-0 in the game, and we were doing very well. They were playing even with us, but we were playing even with them, but we had put our opportunities away, and they hadn't. And then we had an injury to our best defender, and when he got injured, our defense really struggled to get their shape proper and different things like that, leaving holes. And they were able to score like four goals in I think like 7 or 8 minutes without that specific defender in there from Italy. And so, I mean, when that happens, our men look at that game as an opportunity lost. They look at that game as an opportunity that they should have won, a top 10 team. And so they have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder, but obviously our women are going to be excited to go up and see Ammon again and be able to play against his girls. So, basically from all areas, it's going to be a fun matchup. It's going to be good to be up there. So,
yeah, definitely, Coach. Between now and I guess when the kids come back to campus, which is not that far off, what are some of the things that you as a coach and you and your staff have to make sure are implemented? What's that process like between now and then?
Oh, man. I mean, it's been a little bit of a process. We don't have a returning assistant coach right now. All of our coaches have moved on to grad school or other life things. And so I'm bringing in four new, brand new assistant coaches this year. We had to get on the same page. We've had coaches meetings. We've watched film together. We've talked about, what we want as a program and what style of play we want to use. We've talked about a lot of stuff, and it really is just about us making sure that we're on the same page so that when, the kids come up and they ask us questions, whether it's myself or any of my assistants, they're getting the same information from all of us, that we understand what we want to do as a program and how we want to play. So it's probably more so this year than ever. It's been a little bit tough because we have had to have those special sessions to explain, what our identity will be as a program, both on the women's and the men's side. So,
Well, Coach, we get in with this. Always important to talk about when the community will have an opportunity to see the men or the women live. And I know that you guys will play a really heavy road schedule throughout the non-conference. But there is an opportunity before conference play begins at the beginning of September for the community to come out and see this team live.
Absolutely. On August 27th, we play a college from Wyoming. They're coming down to play us. That's a Friday. It's a little bit earlier in the day. It's 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. It's a little unfortunate because, you know, people have work, but as many as could make it, we'd love to have everyone out to watch us and to support us. And then the following week, we have our first home game and actual conference game on Thursday against Truckee Meadows. We also will have an alumni game, which are always fun, just because we have kids come back that we haven't seen in a couple of years, on the 14th of August that has not yet been placed on our website, but will be placed later this week, 14th of August, to come out and watch us play against some of our old players. So love to have everyone that possibly can make it out to see us play. So,
Coach, it's always great to catch up with you. Great to get an update on how things are going within the program. Thank you very much for the time, and look forward to more conversation soon.
Great. Thank you so much.
We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll move over to the national side of things. Let's talk college football. September 2nd, that's going to be the start of the Utah Ute football season here on KOAL. We'll talk Utes. We'll talk Cougars. We'll talk Top 25 with Phil Steele, college football guru and author of the College Football Bible, Phil Steele's College Football Preview. That's coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.